Update 8:40 p.m. The Okanagan Connector, Highway 97C, is now open in both directions. According to a Black Press reporter on scene, Highway 97 in Peachland is open to single-lane alternating traffic from Drought Road and Buchanan Road. A command center has been set up on that stretch of highway. Crews will be on scene directing traffic. Update 7:50 p.m. While the Drought Hill wildfire's behavior is decreasing, Central Okanagan Emergency Operations has issued an evacuation alert to an additional 225 addresses in Peachland and West Kelowna. The addresses are Coldham Road, 5006, 5010, 5030, 5050, 5104, 5120 Cousins Road, Desert Pines Avenue, Dryden Road, Inglis Place, Lever Court, 5126, 5145, 5146, 5156, 5166, 5175, 5186 McKinnon Road, Point Place, Smith Way, 5180, 5240, 5250, 5260, 5270, 5280, 5290, 5355 Trepanier Bench Road, Trepanier Heights Avenue, Trepanier Heights Place, Witt Place. This evacuation alert will remain in place for the next 48 hours with emergency personnel reassessing in the morning. The evacuation order for the 400 properties east of Trepanier Bench Road, south of Highway 97C and north of Highway 97 remains in effect. Despite the additional alert, BC Wildfire Service Information Officer Taylor Coleman confirmed to Black Press Media that the fire's behavior continues to decrease, now displaying minimal fire activity, which is rank 1 and 2 behavior. Additionally, BCWS crews are currently focused on the western flank of the blaze. Coleman added the highways 97 and 97C are working as natural fuel breaks for the fire at this time. With sundown to take place at 8:42 p.m. aerial crews are done for the night, Coleman confirmed. In the afternoon and into the evening, BCWS had 12 fixed-wing aircrafts including skimmers and air tankers, as well as 3 helicopters battling the blaze and helping ground crews. The air tankers and the helicopters were super useful in bringing that fire behavior down because it was quite high earlier in the afternoon, said Coleman. Through the night and into Thursday morning, BCWS will continue to have an initial attack crew and a structure protection crews on scene as they keep extinguishing the wildfire with the Peachland Fire Department. Highway 97 and Highway 97C eastbound remain closed at this time. Update 6:28 p.m. The wildfire just north of Peachland is now an estimated 27 hectares, according to BC Wildfire Services, BCWS. The blaze is also now called the Drought Hill Wildfire and it remains out of control. Despite the growth, BCWS says the fire's behavior has decreased, now showing rank 2 and 3 behavior, meaning the blaze is showing a low to moderate surface fire with open flame, occasional candling and a low to moderate rate of spread. Additionally, the Okanagan Connector is now open westbound, States Drive BC. Update 6:07 p.m. The Okanagan Connector, Highway 97C, and Highway 97 between Buchanan Road and Glen Rosa Road are expected to be closed at least a couple more hours. In its 6 p.m. update, Drive BC stated its next update won't be until 8 p.m. For the connector, alternate routes are available using Highway 5A to Highway 3 and Highway 3A. Bates, Loon Lake Road is not a suitable detour. Highway 33 via 201 Forest Service Road, Okanagan Falls Road from Penticton is the available detour route for Highway 97. Update 5:49 p.m. In addition to Royal Lepage Place, Evacuated residents can also go to the Peachland Community Center located at 4456th Street. Central Okanagan Emergency Operations States Municipal and BC Wildfire crews are battling the blaze together. BC Wildfire has 18 firefighters and 3 officers on scene. Additionally, the fire is displacing rank 3 and 4 behavior. Update 4:46 p.m. Tactical evacuations are underway for approximately 400 properties near a wildfire in Peachland. Properties east of Trepanier Bench Road, south of Highway 97C and north of Highway 97 are on an evacuation order and should leave the area immediately. Evacuees can temporarily report to the Peachland Community Center. A muster center has also been set up at Royal Lepage Place, 2760 Cameron Avenue, in West Kelowna. Affected residents should locate all family members and designate a meeting area outside the evacuation area, should an evacuation order be called while separated. Pack essential items such as government-issued ID, medications, eyeglasses, valuable papers, e.g. insurance, credit, and mortgage information, immediate care needs for dependents and, if time and space permits, keepsakes for quick departure. Prepare to move disabled persons, children and/or neighbors, if assistance is needed. Prepare to take pets with you and move livestock to a safe area, if possible. Arrange transportation for all your household members. Fill the gas tanks of personal vehicles. If transportation assistance is needed, call 250-469-8590. Arrange accommodation for all members of the residence, if possible. Wait for an evacuation order to be issued before evacuating. Monitor cordemergency.ca for information on evacuation orders and location of reception centers. Self-registration for emergency support services. Emergency support services self-registration. Additionally, Drive BC reminds travelers that Bates, Loon Lake Road is not a suitable detour. Update 4:35 p.m. The wildfire at Peachland's Drought Hill has grown to 12 hectares. BC Wildfire Service has air tanks and helicopters actioning the blaze. Structure protection is also being used as flames spread closer to homes. Emergency centers are set up on both sides of the fire due to highway closures. Residents north of the Highway 97 closure can go to Royal Lepage Arena on Cameron Avenue in West Kelowna. Residents able to travel through Peachland can gather at the Peachland Community Center until further information is available. Update 3:45 p.m. Boaters are being asked to stay clear of Okanagan Lake in the Peachland area due to a wildfire. Helicopters and air tankers are filling up on the lake while battling the blaze at Drought Hill. Kelowna RCMP is also assisting with traffic closures. Both Highway 97 and 97C are closed in both directions. Update 3:20 p.m. An emergency operations center has been activated for a wildfire in Peachland. The Regional District of Central Okanagan will provide updates at cordemergency.ca. Update 3:05 p.m. A wildfire in Peachland has reached 5 hectares in size and remains out of control. Highway 97 is closed in both directions and 97C is closed eastbound. The next update from Drive BC is expected at 5 p.m. Update 2:55 p.m. A fire at Drought Hill in Peachland is being actioned by ground and air. Highway 97 is closed in both directions between Buchanan and Glen Rosa Roads. Highway 97C is closed eastbound from McKinnon Road to Junction Highway. Original Peachland and West Kelowna fire crews are dealing with a brush fire along Highway 97 and Drought Road in Peachland. The blaze started around 2:10 p.m. on Wednesday, July 30, and is estimated at 0.5 hectares in size by BC Wildfire Service. It's been reported that the blaze spread from a vehicle fire. Traffic on Highway 97 is being impacted. More to come.